Ryan, the Division of the Arts will be honoring soon 17 artist fellows at an annual reception and awards ceremony. What is this all about?
Well, every year the Delaware Division of the Arts works with the Delaware State Arts Council to select fellowship winners from a big application pool that they run annually. And so they select fellowship winners at three different levels, and each level comes with its own sort of cash award. And that can be for artists in the visual arts, literary arts, performing arts. So it really does run the gamut from photography and painting all the way to music and writing to playwrights to choreography. So that fellowship winners are announced at the beginning of every year. And just afterwards, the big museum has, for the past, I think, 18 years, invited those fellowship winners into one group exhibition where we represent everybody that wants to be involved in that show here at the museum. And we usually run that during the summer.
All right, so the first part of the reception will be featuring music selections by Master Fellow in Music Lloyd Shorter, and then a presentation by Joan Warburton Phibbs. Expand on this a little bit. Why is this broken down into selections, if you will?
So with the nature of the exhibition that happens at the big museum, we are able to give quite a bit of attention, because we're built, of course, to give quite a bit of attention to the visual arts. And with the performing and literary artists, we attempt to create sort of visual cues within the exhibition that allows you to sort of become immersed, basically, within the aesthetic of their of what it is that they produce. But we're really not able to honor it in the same way that perhaps a live concert hall or a public reading is able to do. So this reception is also, not only is it an awards reception where we're really sort of publicly working with the Delaware Division of the Arts to publicly to offer these awards in an official way, to sort of mark this year and their accomplishments, but it's also a way to give them a stage within the context of this exhibition project, give a stage to those performing and literary artists so that we can bring extra attention to the full gamut of these kinds of accomplishments.
All right, so this awards reception is going to be held on Wednesday, June the 13th from 5:30 to 7:30. Can anyone attend this?
Yeah.
Talk about the fact that new this year, I believe the award winners exhibition is going to be traveling to two new venues. Talk about that.
You know, this is an idea that was posited to us last year with from the Delaware Division of the Arts. They were really interested of having the big museum content that we developed shared with the other counties, because, of course, we're in Kent County as the state's capital. But we weren't really sort of, we had always sort of pictured this as sort of a big museum show serving the entire state. And the Delaware Division of the Arts was really interested in sort of seeing that show go on the road. And we jumped to the opportunity. So last year, we partnered with Camp Rehoboth, and we held the exhibition. So a portion of the larger exhibition basically traveled to Camp Rehoboth for a month. And then this year, Camp Rehoboth is on the docket again. But then we also brought in to the mix Cab Calloway School for the Arts in Newcastle County in Wilmington. And so we will have three venues basically for this exhibition.